Coming up, government pays $709 million Eurobond ahead of schedule. And Food and Beverages Association of Ghana warns of price hikes if implementation of the new VAT reform is not handled properly. Later on the Joy Business Van, we take you inside Rose Aluminium's journey to becoming a leading force in West Africa's cookware market. Stay tuned, we have more and this after this break. Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank, and Imperial General Assurance, your solid protection. My name is Winston Taki. Let's now settle for the details. Government has made an early payment of a $709 million Eurobond, a move officials say strengthens the nation's fiscal credibility and ongoing economic recovery. The following report has more.
In a statement released on Wednesday, December 31, 2025, the Ministry of Finance confirmed the payment was processed on December 30 ahead of its due date. Finance Minister Dr. Atu Forson described the settlement as a critical milestone in Ghana's debt management strategy. This latest payment brings the total Eurobond settlement for 2025 to approximately $1.4 billion. Earlier in the year, the government made two separate payments of $349.52 million each, consistent with the terms of its agreed debt restructuring program. Dr. Forson stated that the discipline and transparent servicing of obligation is central to rebuilding investor confidence and reaffirming Ghana's standing as a reliable sovereign borrower. He emphasized that the government remains committed to intensifying reforms in domestic revenue mobilization, public financial management, and debt sustainability. The ministry statement further outlined plans to strengthen fiscal buffers to ensure future debt obligations can be met without compromising financing for national development projects.
That was a Business Desk report. Away from that, the Food and Beverage Association of Ghana is raising concerns over the impending VAT reform set for 2026, warning that it could trigger a surge in prices of goods if not properly implemented. Chairman of the association, John Awuni, says the proposed 20% flat rate on selected businesses is likely to translate into an equivalent increase in the prices of goods, a move that could place additional financial pressure on consumers.
Goods that were charged flat rate of 3% will now be charged 20%. The mathematics is there, but the way it is with our current system, I think that it will work clearly against consumers, because at the end of the day, the technicalities will not be followed and businesses will just increase their prices by 20%. That is those who were not paying that, largely those who are in the Abosoka and Agbogbolosi there, all those open markets where they used to pay 3% will now be required to pay about 20%, and most of them have been brought into the tax scheme. So in the coming year, we should be looking at seeing higher prices, because people will just charge percent straight on the goods for consumers. And that is something that maybe we will need to look at.
John Awuni is the chairman of the Food and Beverage Association of Ghana. In another development, the management of Tema Port has firmly denied claims of strike action and prolonged labor unrest at the port, assuring port users, investors, and the business community that operations remain stable, efficient, and uninterrupted. In a press statement issued today, the management responded to recent media commentary by the Food and Beverages Association of Ghana, which alleged that labor unrest and operational delays at the port could disrupt activities and lead to cargo diversion to neighboring ports. According to the Tema Port, the claims are inaccurate and do not reflect the current operational realities at the Ghana's premier port facility. That is the end of the Joy Business Report, brought to you by Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank, and Imperial General Assurance, your solid protection. Stay tuned in for Joy Business Van after this break.
The car. Takamoto Bee come out in the festive season, and they are as scary as our bills. But we don't want to miss out on parties, family, and festivals. Whether you say Akwaba, Maraba, Wezo, or Obake, Ecobank says tap into Fives in the five-star enjoyment promo. Be one of 10,000 lucky winners when you deposit multiples of 400 Ghana cedis or take a loan in multiples of 4,000 Ghana cedis to win up to 1.5 million Ghana cedis in cash and prizes. 1 year insurance cover, gift vouchers, and more. That's not all. Use your Ecobank card, mobile app, USSD, or POS to transact and enjoy up to 15% discount. Tap into Vibes with Ecobank. T's and C's apply. Bill shouldn't scare you. Ecobank, the Pan-African bank.
Ecobank will never call or text asking you to verify sensitive information like your PIN, Ghana card, or bank card information. Pay better attention to details.
Welcome to the Joy Business Van, brought to you by Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank, and MTN Business. What are you doing today? Today on the Joy Business Van, we take you inside Rose Aluminium's journey to becoming a leading force in West Africa's market. Rose Aluminium Company Limited is navigating both opportunity and challenge within Ghana's manufacturing sector with ambitions to become a leading West African brand in aluminium cookware. In this episode, the Joy Business explores how the company is turning what that vision into reality through skill, leadership, innovation, and resilience.
From humble beginnings to a household name, Rose Aluminium Company Limited continues to evolve, driven by a vision that looks beyond today's market to tomorrow's possibilities. At the heart of this growth is a clear vision to build a competitive Ghanaian brand that blends tradition, innovation, and sustainability while creating jobs and strengthening local industry. Bermo Sebonsu is Executive Director of Rose Aluminium.
There's no doubt when it comes to the demand of utensils, you know, because households are forming every day. People are eating and cooking every day.
Despite the strong demand for cookware, Bermo says Rose Aluminium is currently operating below its full production capacity.
We can produce up to about 1,500 tons of aluminium like a year, you know, of utensils like a year. But I think currently we'd be lucky to even do 30% of that, you know, because for a lot of varied reasons.
Manufacturing in Ghana comes with its own set of challenges, from energy costs to competition from imported products. But Berima believes companies like his could significantly scale up output if they receive the right incentives, particularly as the government moves to roll out its 24-hour economy policy.
The structures we work with or the ecosystem we are in makes it very difficult for us to scale. Like I said, working 8 hours is even a problem. You know, very expensive for us, you know, much less like 24 hours, you know. So these things must be looked at, these conversations must be had when it comes to the cost of borrowing, you know, our tax rates, you know, the cost of our power and utility. Since we contribute in driving, you know, growth in the economy, we employ people, I support the government in the employment agenda. So I feel like some of these things I've mentioned must be looked at, and I feel like the full potential of the company that could be realized.
From improved mold designs to more efficient production processes, Rose Aluminium has embraced innovation to stay ahead of competition and to deliver stronger, better finished products to the market.
Like over the next couple of years, we are working on things that would make our products more durable, pleasing to the eye, you know. Expect us to really dominate the market with the kind of technology that we are currently working on.
Beyond production, Rhodes Aluminium's impact is measured in jobs created, skills transferred, and livelihoods sustained, especially here in Accra.
Over the years, definitely we've employed thousands of people. A lot of people have passed through the company. A lot of new companies coming up are actually using our workers, you know. So we have our workers littered all around. Everybody has had a feel of Rhodes Aluminium, because I think besides us in the industry as a major player, there's only, I think, two other companies that are much older than us, you know, in the space.
Rose Aluminium's inclusive workplace is reflected in its leadership, with a production manager who has a speaking and hearing impairment, proving that competence goes beyond physical limitations.
One of my main guys, he knows the factory floor like no other. You know, he's more like family now. He runs a show here. You know, we've grown up, you know, like together, you know. So our production manager, for instance, I mean, like end-to-end production, I tell people that if you ask him what the balance of any material or any finished good is, he works with the numbers in his head. Very sharp guy, you know. And we are blessed to have like such people here. So it makes us feel good about the kind of impact we are creating.
Looking ahead, the company is focused on growth, both in product range and market reach, with an eye on regional expansion.
I want to explore the entire value chain when it comes to aluminium. I want to explore the entire value chain because I really believe in the potential of the metal, you know, far above even gold. You know, I believe in the potential of aluminium to transform, you know, like the economy, to transform, you know, like a country. Because when you go to China, for instance, aluminium is being used for many, many, many things, and it blows your mind. I visited the aluminium village in May, and I was blown away with the kind of things that is being done with aluminium. I want to replicate that here in Ghana, you know, and explore the value chain as much as possible. Who knows, even go all the way as far back as, you know, bauxite, when I'm backward integrating, so that we handle the entire, you know, value chain. That's my dream.
The vision is clear: to position Rose Aluminium as a leading West African brand in aluminium cookware.
Make a date at 5 p.m. on Business Live on the Joy News channel today to have the full edition of the Joy Business Van. This festive season, bills shouldn't scare you because you can enjoy free cash from EcoBank in the 5-star enjoyment promo. Simply deposit in multiples of 400 Ghana cedis or take a loan in multiples of 4,000 Ghana cedis to build points and enter a draw for a chance to win your share of the 1.5 million Ghana cedis in cash prizes, including a one-year insurance cover, gift vouchers, and multiples of 10,000 Ghana cedis. There is more. Customers who transact with the EcoBank card or use the digital platforms to enjoy up to 15% discount on rides, experiences, events, and more. Don't miss out. Tap into Vibes and be one of the 10,000 lucky winners in the EcoBank 5-star enjoyment promo. Deposit more, enjoy more. Promo runs till January 31st, 2026. Terms and conditions apply. This promo is supervised by NLA on the Caritas platform. EcoBank will never ask you for your PIN or password. When in doubt, call 0800-003-225 for assistance. EcoBank, the Pan-African Bank. That's all for today on the Joy Business Report. My name is Winston Taki. Thanks for listening. Up next is Ignition with Doreen Ando.
Joy 99.7 FM.
The Kakamotobi come out in the festive season, and they are as scary as our bills. But we don't want to miss out on parties, family, and festivals. Whether you say Akwaba, Maraba, Wezo, or Obake, EcoBank says tap into Vibes in the 5-star enjoyment promo. Be one of 10,000 lucky winners when you deposit multiples of 400 Ghana cedis or take a loan in multiples of 4,000 Ghana cedis to win up to 1.5 million Ghana cedis in cash and prizes. 1 year insurance cover, gift vouchers, and more. That's not all. Use your EcoBank card, mobile app, USSD, or POS to transact and enjoy up to 15% discount. Tap into Vibes with EcoBank. T's and C's apply.
Bill shouldn't scare you.
EcoBank, the Pan-African Bank.
EcoBank will never call or text asking you to verify sensitive information like your PIN, Ghana card, or bank card information. Pay better attention to details.
On the 1st of January 2026 at Doom 106.3 FM. Yes, strictly high life to be doing your bro.
We know a year all in one live band music session. Ah, and yeah, you what DJ Sakuninibi to say? DJ Andy Dusty. Only DJ Billy Ocean. I'm more the pro woman, Sano. I'm a yasa.
I jump to four bassian, I check it. Drink Albanum, Unihow. And Sabanum, Unihow. Flo Nakasa, Unihow. Security, Unihow. Achadia, Unihow. On the 1st of January, 2026. Ewo Palms Convention Center. It's at La Palm Royal Beach Hotel. And you mre nongo trip pepepe.
Retino, abaku for a 200 Ghana cities. And nanipem you know. A 300 Ghana cities. Na yewa packages for frobisu honomwa. Yewa platinum, a 4,000 Ghana cities. Gold, a 3,000 Ghana cities. And na silver, a 2,000 Ghana cities. Fre 0531-003813. Na a reserve your ticket to say ya. High life Fadofu Amwa Ghana, UK, USA, Europe, Bebia Uwobia. For more than so, beto